Charlotte, huge congratulations. A dominant display. You must be delighted with that performance.
I'm absolutely thrilled with that. I mean, Imhotep has done, well, I think that's the first time he's ever done a big competition like that. So to come into that sort of arena with that atmosphere, that environment, perform the way he did, I think that's the best he's done it. That's the second time, actually, he's only ever done that into one freestyle. So, yeah, absolutely thrilled with him. He's got the biggest heart and he tries very, very hard.
Just how much of a superstar is he in the making?
Oh, I mean, I think he's going to be a very special horse. He's definitely one for Paris that we will be lining up. You know, hopefully next year he should be Grand Prix. And I mean, he shows so much talent and he's so much fun to ride.
Just try to put into words how special Horse of the Year Show is for you.
I mean, Horse of the Year Show has so many memories for me. I mean, obviously, it's, you know, I love coming here every year. It's, you know, my childhood from coming, doing all the show ponies, seeing all the people I used to ride with. You know, it's coming back. It's so many memories. And, you know, to get to go in that arena again and perform and, you know, go under the spotlight. I mean, there's nothing that beats it, really.
Is that the fifth consecutive win? Am I right in thinking that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so five different horses and five titles, yeah.
And the atmosphere, you know, every rider, every competitor talks about how special that atmosphere is. It's quite imposing, but it is a very, very special amphitheatre, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think for me, bringing my young horses, my up-and-coming horses, it's great exposure for them, great experience getting in that sort of environment. You know, like, you know, you can't ever set up a stage like that where you have to perform in front of a crowd like that. So for him to come here and do that, I mean, it's great. It, you know, it's like Olympia, isn't it? You know, you just have that special vibe and, you know, you go in there and you feel like you tingly and, yeah, I get so excited to come here and go down the tunnel and then straight into the arena.
Now you've had time to reflect on Tokyo, an unbelievable Games. You are the joint most successful British female Olympian. That sounds so good, doesn't it?
I'm so proud of myself. I mean, you know, I hadn't even realised what I'd achieved. It was only because people kept telling me what I'd achieved. And then I was like, have I really? Oh, yeah, it's a bit surreal. But it's incredible. I feel, you know, yeah, very proud of myself. And all the hard work pays off.
And I guess Hoyes is even more special this year to compete on home soil again in front of a home crowd, especially after the success of Tokyo.
Yeah, I think with the pandemic, it's been so hard for everyone, you know, not going to competitions. I think, you know, when I went to Tokyo, it was just so fantastic to be back. You know, I had all that vibe, all that like excitement to be back out, having all the pressure to go out and deliver and try and win medals and, you know, just that buzz about going to shows and then coming here and performing. Yeah, I mean, you know, done our national championships a few weeks ago as well. And then, yeah, coming to Horse of the Year Show to end the year has been fantastic.
It's lovely to see you. Congratulations once again.
Thank you very much.